弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
小弟奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，为何不过去进入神所赐之地呢？
And today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to share the topic with everyone. That is, why not go over into the land given by God?
这是要根据我们的读经进度啊，从民数记三十二章来看看两个半支派的人啊，他们怎么样只顾眼前，然后不相信神的应许之后所犯下的错误。
And this is according to our Bible reading schedule, Numbers chapter 32, how two tribes of people that they only focus on their eyesight.In front of them and not follow the promise of God.
我们在生活当中，我们常常在做决定。
So in our daily lives, we make many decisions.
我们的决定有时候会影响我们日后的生活以及我们以后要所走的路。
Some of our decisions will affect our lives in the future and also the path that we will walk on.
有时候不只是影响我们这一代人，甚至会影响下一代的人。
Sometimes it not only affects this generation, but also the next.
所以我们在读圣经的时候看到这样一个故事，我们一定要得到一个警惕，我们每一个人其实都是一体的。
And when we read the story, it needs to be served as a warning to all of us that we are all one body.
有时候我们做了一个决定可能会影响其他的人。
Sometimes we make decisions that will also affect other people.
那有时候是因为我们失去信心之后我们所做这个决定，然后最后，日后之后，我们会尝到这个苦果。
And some of the decisions we make is because we are lacking faith, and we will taste the consequence of that in the future.
但是等到后来才发现说这样不好的时候，已经太迟了。
By the time we realize that this is a bad decision, it's already too late.
啊，所以我们读到民数记三十二章的时候
，So when reading Numbers chapter 32,
这里第一节是说，流便的子孙和加德子孙的牲畜极其众多，他们看见亚谢。地和基列地是可放牧牲畜之地，就来见摩西和祭司以利亚撒，并会众的首领说。
In verse 1, now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had very great multitude of livestock. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that indeed a region was a place for livestock.
然后他们就来见摩西。
Then they came to spoke to Moses.
那其实，在当时候，他们。因为神的祝福呢，他们其实连续打了几次的胜仗。
At the time, because of God's blessing, they have won a few battles.
那在二十一章我们看到说，他们打败了在亚摩利地的那个王西宏，跟在这个巴山地的王噩，就是他们把约旦河东这地方都把它征服了。
And you, from chapter 21, you see they have conquered over the land east of Jordan.
然后。到第三十一章的时候
，So when it comes to chapter 31,
他们神又要让他们大获全胜，打败了这个米甸人。
And so God gave them the vengeance on the Midianites.
这一连串的这个胜利，其实都是为他们将来要进入迦南地，然后去面对攻占迦南地的时候所面对的征战有一个暖身，就是说先预备一下打仗。
And this victory was a warm up for the future battle coming up as they're going into land of Canaan.
其实。他们从跟米甸的征战里面已经体会到，他们如果能够愿意跟从神、听神的吩咐，他们一定可以打胜的。
From the victory over Midianites, they should have learned that if they follow God, then they will have victory.
其实靠神打仗，不伤一兵一卒，就得到完全胜利。
If they fight a war with God, then they will not lose a single soldier, a single person. They will have great victory.
那在这样到处都打胜仗，而且他们都没有损失的情况下，他们应该是会。有一个更强烈的信心说，那我们应该进去得神所要给我们这块应许地才对。
When they have won all these battles without losing a single person, they should have a greater faith that they can conquer over this promised land.
这个时候应该是说，我们迫不及待赶快进去才对啊。
And this is a time that they should have been urging to go into the land of Canaan.
但事实上却是这个流便子孙跟加德子孙这两个支派的人呢。他们却有不一样的眼光。
But yet the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, they had a different foresight.
他们有一个想法。
They had a thought to themselves.
他们看到了这一片那个约旦河东的这个亚谢地跟基列地他们说是可以放牧牲畜之地。
So they saw this land east of Jordan, land of Jazer and the land of Gilead is a region good place for livestock.
那他们自己本身又有很多的牲畜。
And they also had a multitude of livestock.
哇，所以他们就。 就主动来找摩西说，希望能够留在约旦河东这块地方。
So they came to spoke to Moses, hoping they can stay in this region.
那他们主动提出来的时候，这个他们的这个祈求，其实让摩西觉得很不能了解。
And so when they made this request to Moses, it was a very difficult request for Moses to understand.
为什么你们不想过约旦河，就一河之隔而已？为什么不过去得到神所赐给我们的那个应许美地呢？
And that is your only a river away, the Jordan River, away from the promised land. Why wouldn't you want to go into it?
为什么只想要留在这个地方，河东这个地方，那就满足了呢？
And why are you just satisfied staying in this region?
那所以摩西后来就跟 这两个支派人有一段的对话。
And so there's a conversation between Moses and the two tribes.
然后他们这两个支派人也对摩西做了这个承诺。
And these two tribes also made a promise to Moses.
摩西提出了这样一个看法之后，他们并没有改变他们原来 的那个想法。
After Moses made a proposal, they still did not change their mind.
他们还是决定说我们要留在这里。
They still made up their mind that they want to stay there.
那也就是说，他们一直看到的是，哇，这块地很适合这个牲畜来生活。
In other words, all they see is that this piece of land is good for their livestock.
他是想到现在的好处。
They only think about the benefit of this current situation.
但是他就忽略了神应许的地方到底在哪里。
And they neglected the fact that where is the promised land that God gave to them.
他也没有想到他们留在这个地方以后会有什么后果。
And they did not think about the consequence of staying in that land.
他们也就是说，其实从整章我们会看到说，他们是因为没有信心，所以他们不会珍惜神所给他们的应许。
From reading the whole chapter, we realize that they do not hold on or treasure the gift from God because they don't have enough faith.
结果他们做这个决定以后，然后也照他们所祈求的得到以后，他们其实留给子孙无穷的祸患。
And from reading the chapter, we know that after they receive what they requested, they have left many troubles for their next generation.
其实不久之后，他们就自己就后悔了。
And shortly after they made the decision, they regretted it.
但是已经太晚了。
But it was too late.
所以这个三十二章的事情，我们一定要好好的思考，然后留下一个警惕。
And so we must think about the event that took place in chapter 32 and it needs to be serve as a warning for all of us.
我们的眼光一定要靠着信心，能够看到以后的事。
And our vision needs to rely on our faith and we need to see the things in the future.
凡事不能够只有看眼前。
We cannot only look at the current situation.
因为日光之下没有新鲜事，最后一定会证实我们的目光短浅会带来无穷的后悔。
Because under the light, there's nothing new. So if we have a short eyesight, then it'll only bring us regrets in the future.
我们现在看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
他说：亚大路、底本、亚谢、林拉、西什本、以利亚利、士班尼坡、比稳。第四节，就是神在以色列会众面前所供给之地，是可换牧牲畜之地，你仆人也有牲畜。第五节。
Five.
又说，我们坐在你眼前蒙恩，求你把这地给我们为业，不要领我们过约旦河。
Verse 3, Ataroth, Dibion, Jazer, Nibrath, Heshbon, Elealeh, Shebam, Nebo, and Beon. The country which the Lord defeated before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. Verse 5. Therefore they said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servant as a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan.
这第三节讲的这 一连串的地名啊，都是在约旦河东亚摩利人的地跟这个巴山地的。
And all these places listed in verse 3, these are all the land east of River Jordan, in the land of Amorites.
也就是说，他们都已经把它攻占，他们现在住在那个地方了。
In other words, that they have already conquered over those land and they're already living in there.
但是住在那个地方，这些地，他们现在住的这个地区啊，其实是为了将来过约旦河做准备而已，他们不是永远要住这里的。
But the land they're living in is only a preparation for them to enter into the Canaan. It's not a permanent place for them to stay.
可是这两个支派，流便子跟加勒子孙，他们看到这个地方就觉得很好了，很羡慕了。
But the children of Reuben and Gad, they saw this land and they saw that it's good enough to stay.
他们这个地方对他们来说很有吸引力。
And this place had a lot of attraction to them.
那又一方面也是他们有很多牲畜。
And also, they had a lot of livestock.
可能他们的牲畜比其他支派都还多，也不一定。
It's possible they have more livestock than any other tribes.
但也说明说，这两个支派，因为基本上应该是也是有很多神的祝福，他们才有这么多牲畜啊。
And these two tribes had great blessings from God. That's why they were able to have so much livestock.
那现在 这么多牲畜，但是现在反而成了他们不想去得到神应许地的这个一个障碍了。
But now all these livestock became a hindrance for them to obtain the promised land of God.
因为这么多牲畜，他们关心的重点就是要怎么养活这一群动物了。
With so many livestock they have, their focus is how to sustain them.
那刚好这一块土地又是这么好。
And it's coincident that this piece of land is so fertile for the livestock.
他们想要说，得到这片地能够养这群牲畜就好，他们就满足了。
And so they'll be perfectly satisfied just be able to stay in that land to sustain the livestock.
他们也知道过约旦河之后会过什么日子。
They know what kind of life they will have after they cross Jordan.
一过去以后就是要面对一连串的征战。
They know after they cross Jordan they're faced with many wars and battles.
那想到这样子征战的日子，那这群牲畜怎么办？这些孩子，这些儿女怎么办？
So when they think about the days of the war, they start worry about what they would do with the livestock with their children.
所以看起来他们很多牲畜其实反而成为他们的障碍。
So the multitude of livestock they have now became a hindrance to them.
让他们忘记了神对他们的应许，最重要就是要进去得这个迦南美地。
It caused them to forget the promise of God, which is for them to go into the land of Canaan to receive that land.
也让他们模糊了他们的焦点，他们重心在哪里？他们到底什么是神给他们最重要的福气呢？
And it also caused them to blur their focus to forget what is the blessing of God.
神的福气就是给他们这一群动物而已吗？
So is the blessing of God merely to give them this livestock?
还是神的福气是要让他们进入这个应许地，然后建立一个国度，然后有神住在他们当中，他们成为神的子民，这不是最神给他们最重要的福气吗？
Or is it the blessing of God for them to enter into the land of Canaan and establish a kingdom and have God reign over their kingdom?
所以他们现在，他们看起来觉得说，他们认为拥有一大片的这个牲畜，一大片土地可以养活这些动物，他们就觉得是神的福气就够了。
And they think that if they have a piece of land to sustain their livestock, that's good enough for them.
所以现在你看他们会想要求摩西把这块地赐给他们的动机，跟他们的问题出在哪里呢？
What is the problem of their motivation of asking Moses to give them this piece of land?
他们现在看到眼前这个是好的。
And they see what's in front of them, which is a good piece of land.
那他们觉得有一大片土地来给这个牲畜住。他们就觉得满足，他们不想要过去拼命，然后去得到这片土地，还不知道到底是怎么样的。
They are content with staying in this piece of land, to sustain their livestock. They don't want to cross the Jordan to fight an unknown battle.
所以他们跟摩西说：“不要领我们过约旦河，我们不过去了。”
And so they asked Moses to not take them over the Jordan.
可是从这他们这一段话来，我们看这几个问题。
From this conversation, we can see a few problems.
就是第一个，他们这一群人，他们只有看到眼前的好处而已。
First is that this group of people only see the benefit in front of them.
他没有想到说，这段河，这个河是天然的屏障。你现在其他人过去了，你不过去，留在这里，会不会跟别人就分开，然后就没有联系了呢？
They don't realize that this river Jordan is an obstacle between the two pieces of land. So if they stayed while other people moved on, they would be separated from other people.
他们没有想到将来会有什么影响。
They did not realize what kind of consequences would cause them.
这是第一个。
So this is the first problem.
第二个就是他们不想拼命进去过约旦河进去得迦南地。他们是轻看神的应许。
So the second problem is that they do not want to strive to enter into the land of Canaan. So that means that they despise or take God's promise very lightly.
这四十年里面，神不是一再跟他们重复强调重点，就是要领他们进去神应许给亚伯拉罕这块土地吗？
Didn't God emphasize over and over in the last 40 years that He will lead them into the land of Canaan?
那这个应许。就是已经在眼前的，可是他们现在竟然不要。
And this promise now is in front of them, yet they choose to give it up.
表示说他们对神的这个应许，这么基本上是变成不看重，已经觉得说这比这块土地比起来，这个土地比较好。
In other words, they have already despised the promise of God. They rather choose this piece of land over God's promise.
然后第三个就是，他们现在已经把他们自己分离，跟整个其他各支派把自己分开了。
And third point is that they have separated themselves from the other tribes.
他失落了这个本来这个十二支派全体是一家人的这个精神。
And they lost the spirit that all 12 tribes should have been a family.
你看他们是同出埃及的。
They left Egypt together.
他们一起走旷野路。
They traveled through the desert together.
他们应该要一起进入迦南地去领受神这个应许。
So they should have all together entered into the land of Canaan to receive God's promise.
可是他们现在看到自己的想要这块土地，他们就忽略了其他各支派他们应该要 有的这个神给他们的应许福气。
But yet they neglected the promise of God to all the tribes because of this land in front of them.
他现在不想参与这个去攻占迦南地这一个大工程。
Now they don't want to participate in this big project of entering into Canaan.
所以就变成说，他们把自己从这个一个家庭里面自己分出来了。
So they've separated themselves out of the family.
那变成说你们是你们，我们是我们的。
And that means you are you, and I'm doing my own business.
那这个就是他们这一个很简单的，要说要去跟摩西求这个土地的时候，他的动机跟问题了。
So this is the problem, and the motivation when they make this request to Moses.
那摩西怎么回应
？What is the response of Moses？
我们现在看第六节
，Verse 6。
摩西对迦勒子孙和流便子孙说：“难道你们的弟兄去打仗，你们竟住在这里吗
？”Verse 6。And Moses said to the children of Gad and the children of Reuben, "Shall your brethren go to the war while you sit here?"
也就是说，你们就是顾自己，不管别人了。
In other words, you only worry about yourself. You don't care about other people.
因为知道过去约旦河是要打仗的。
Because you know once you cross Jordan, you will have to fight a war.
好，那现在第七节，摩西说
，Verse seven，
你们为什么使以色列人灰心丧胆，不过去进入神所赐给他们的那地呢
？Verse seven， now why will you discourage the heart of children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord has given them？
就摩西来说，他们提出这个要求会产生一个副作用。
To Moses, he realized that once they make this request, there will be consequence.
他会让其他的以色列各支派也灰心丧胆，说：“那我们不要去算了。”
And they will also cause other tribes of Israel to be discouraged and think that they shouldn't go in either.
因为我们人有时候事情人在一起的时候会互相影响。
Because when we are together, often we influence each other.
你看，在一个群体里面，如果有人举手反对，说我不要去了。
If in a group of people, somebody raise their hands and say that they don't want to go anymore,
最后一定会有人附和的。
And there will be other people that agree with them.
那这样的一个想法哦，做法会影响整个群体。
And so such a decision or thought will ultimately affect the whole group.
所以这里看到摩西已经看到这两个支派他们提出这个要求的影响力了。
And so Moses already saw the consequence or the influence of such a request.
他说你会影响全体的士气，认为说我们就不要过去嘛，因为太危险了。
They will affect the heart of all the people, thinking that it's too dangerous. Let's not go there.
那如果整体百姓都灰心丧胆之后，他们就不想过去，会再一次惹神发怒。
If the whole group of Israel lost their heart and choose not to go over, once again they will provoke the wrath of God.
所以从第八节开始到第十三节，我们就看到摩西将四十年前他们上一代祖先所发生的错误再重述一次。
And you can see from verse 8 to verse 11, Moses once again described all the mistakes of their ancestors.
以前这些探子就是因为没有信心，所以让全体百姓灰心丧胆，就说我们要回埃及的。
And the spies, because they did not have enough faith, they caused the whole group to lose their heart that want to go back to Egypt.
所以神就生气啊。
And that's why God's anger was provoked.
那这是为什么我们现在在旷野流浪这四十年呢
？And this is why we are circling in the wilderness for 40 years.
原因就是因为这些人没有专心跟从神啊。
It's because they did not concentrate and follow God.
他说：“难道你们现在要让神再一次生气，让我们都倒在旷野吗
？”And he said that, "Will you want to provoke the anger of God again and make all of us fall in the desert?"
所以从摩西的这个对话的回答里面看出说，一个人一个支派他们所提出的一个什么看法，是会影响全体的。整体百姓的。
From this conversation, we can see that a suggestion or a proposal made by a tribe will ultimately affect the whole Israel.
所以我们要很小心我们每一个人个人的行为。
So we have to be very cautious of our each individual behavior.
有时候只是我们自己一个人的想法。
Sometimes it may be our personal thought.
可能就会对整个神的家出现副作用，反面的。
It may have a negative consequence on the entire family of God.
我们一个家庭有什么样的做法，可能就会影响整体的教会。
And if a family has a certain behavior that ultimately may affect the whole church.
我们绝对不能够把我们自己从这个整个教会里面分离出来说，这是我们家的事，你不要管我。
So we cannot separate ourselves from the entire church and say that this is my family, this is my own business, don't bother me.
那这是不合真理的。
Because this is not according to the truth.
因为从这一地我们看到神的家就是一体的。
From here we see that the family of God is one body.
我们说我们是互相作为肢体。
We say that we are one body.
每一个肢体都是互相联络的，都是有关系的。
All the members of the body is linked and helps each other.
所以不管是我们个人或是我们的家庭所做的每一个决定，都要从神的整个家庭的整体利益去考量才对。
So every decision that we make individually or for the sake of our family, we must evaluate it from the perspective of the whole entire church.
所以摩西他现在再一次提出来，就是说。以前的人也是不想进去迦南地的。
And Moses here said that people before did not want to go into Canaan.
他说现在你们怎么也会想要留在这里呢？
And he asked, why would you want to stay here now?
那我们现在你看，从摩西他一再重复在第十一节跟第十二节所看到，他提出了加勒跟约书亚他们的例子。
And from verse 11 and 12, he mentioned the example of Caleb and Joshua.
也就是说。他们以前的人是退后，不想跟专心跟从神的人。
And that means people before they did not follow God wholeheartedly.
那现在那结果呢？哎，神就发怒，他们就倒在旷野。
So God's anger was provoked, and they fell in the wilderness.
那现在你个人一个人如果不想跟从神，那最后也会惹神生气哦。
And if you choose not to follow God, you will also arouse God's anger.
那我们一样会倒在旷野啊。
That we too will also fall in the desert.
所以第十五节说
，15，
你们若退后不再跟从他，他还要把以色列人撇在旷野，便是你们使这会众。这众民都灭亡了。
15, for if you turn away from following him, he will once again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people.
这一件事情在40年前发生的时候，那些让百姓失落信心的人是怎么死的？是怎么灭亡的呢？
When the same thing happened 40 years ago in the wilderness, how did those people, how were they destroyed?
我们如果看回去民数记，我们就会看到了。
If you look back at the book of Numbers, you'll realize this.
十三章、十四章里面就记载这些探子最后是怎么死的。
In verse 13, 14, it mentioned how did these spies die in the end?
被神击杀。
That they were killed by God.
然后全体百姓跟着受苦。
And the entire congregation were suffered as well.
所以摩西觉得你们这样的祈求、这样的想法是很危险的。
So Moses thinks that this kind of request is very dangerous.
好了，那现在这两个支派听了摩西这样讲以后，他们现在有一个折中办法。
And the after the two tribes listened to what Moses said, they had a compromise.
我们看第十六节。
16。
两个支派的人就接近摩西说：“我们要在这里为牲畜累圈，为妇人孩子造成。”
And 16, then they came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our livestock and city for our little ones.
17节说我们自己带兵器行在以色列的前头，好把他们领到他们的地方，但我们的妇人孩子因为这地居民的缘故要住在坚固的城内。
Verse 17, but ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the children of Israel until we have brought them into their place, and our little ones will dwell in the fortified cities because the inhabitants of the land.
第十八节说我们不回家，只等到以色列人各承受自己的产业。
18, we will not return to our home until every one of the children of Israel has received his inheritance.
19节，我们不和他们在约旦河那边一带之地承受产业。因为我们的产业是坐落在约旦河东边这里的。
19, for we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this eastern side of the Jordan.
好，这段记载就让我们看到说，这两个支派的人，他们还是决定我们的选择就是在这里了。
From this conversation, we can see that these two tribes still thought their decision was right.
在这里为牲畜累圈，就是把它建一个羊圈，让他们在这里住。
That they want to stay there to build a sheepfold for their livestock.
为孩子、妇人造成，让他们在这里安居。
And they want to build a city for their little ones.
所以他们现在还是一样关心自己产业跟自己家人的安危，胜过想要过去拥有神应许美地的那个想法。
And they value the safety of their little ones and their livestock over the promise of God.
这就让我们看到说，有时候我们人真的是很自私的。
And from here we see that sometimes we are truly selfish.
我们通常都想到我们自己的家人、我们的产业而已。
We only think about our family, our inheritance.
有时候你看，有时候到底在听或者是别人在劝勉，还是不会改变，还是这样子啊？
Sometimes, regardless of other people's encouragement, we still don't change our decisions.
因为如果心已经定了，其他讲什么都没有用了。
Because if we have already made up our mind, then it's useless to hear other things.
因为他们当时已经被这块土地吸引住了啦。
Because at the time they were already attracted by this land.
整个心都在这里了。
So their heart was already in that land.
根本看不到那个神说那个牛奶与蜜的地到底有多好了。
They could not see the beauty of the land that's filled with milk and honey.
那就告诉我们说，今天你看我们的心，整个心如果都是在这个世界上的话
，That tells us that if today our heart is in this world,
我们就看不到神说的天国的救恩到底有多好。
Then we cannot see the how wonderful the salvation of God is.
我们所思所想的还是会说，我在地上建立一个家业，然后让我的这个孩子在这里可以享受。
Because our thoughts will tell us that we need to build up assets in this world and build up a city for our children.
那表示说，其实我们已经对神所给我们的盼望失落了。
And that means that we already lost the hope that God gave us.
我们所思所想就是这个世界上的事情。
And everything we think, we speak is of this world.
得到这个物质的好处。
We want to have the benefit of the material goods.
主耶稣他说啊。
But Lord Jesus said.
他说我们今天要跟从耶稣啊。
He said that today, if we want to follow Jesus.
我们一定要首先把我们的心放对，就是我们要爱耶稣胜过我们的父母、妻子、儿女，我们所有的一切，甚至我们的生命。
And we have to first have a right direction. That is, we need to love Lord Jesus over our parents, our family, our children, even our own lives.
否则我们就没有办法真的跟从耶稣跟到底。
Otherwise, we'll never be able to follow him to the end.
有时候我们得到神的祝福，这些产业反而成为一种障碍。我们就把整个目光都放在这个地上，不想得到天国的好处了。
Sometimes we are blessed by God, but yet we lose our focus because our focus is in this world. We don't want to have the heavenly inheritance.
我们看路加福音第十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
路加十四章
Luke 14
第二十五节
14 verse 25
十四章二十五节说有极多人和耶稣同行他转过来对他们说
25 Now great multitude went to him and he turned and said to them
二十六节人到我这里来若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命就不能做我的门徒
26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, and children, brother and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
27节说，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
27. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
这里让我们看到主耶稣的提醒是，主耶稣讲的话是很绝对的。
And here it tells us that.Lord Jesus is reminding us that His words are absolute.
也就是说，我们一定要看重主耶稣基督，看重神的应许，胜过我们在世上的这一切。
And that means we must value the Lord Jesus and His promise over everything we have in this world.
不然哦，不能够做耶稣的门徒，也就是说，一定跟不到底。
Otherwise, we cannot be His disciple. That means we will not be able to follow Him to the end.
就像这两个。支派的人、哦、他们已经走到门口，结果他们说：“我们不去了，别人再见。”
Just like these two tribes of people, they already followed them to the doorpost, but yet they are not willing to cross the river.
不要带我们过去，我们不要去了。
And he asked Moses not to lead them over. They don't want to go there.
我们现在看的、哦、就觉得说好可惜。
So from us reading the story, we think that this is so pitiful.
但是事实上，日光之下没有新鲜事，这种事情可能会一再重复出现的。
Under the light, there's nothing new. This could be a recurring thing.
所以。现在他们的心已经留在这个约旦河东的时候，他们已经真的已经打定主意，我们的产业就在这里了。
So their heart is already in the east of Jordan, so they want to set their inheritance there.
好，但是他们说我们男丁要带兵器走在以色列人面前。
And so they compromise and agree that their males will be armed and walk before the children of Israel.
等到其他支派都承受产业之后。我们才回家。
And they will not go home until all the tribes of the Israel have received their inheritance.
其实我们如果看后面接下去的那个民数，那个耶稣亚记啊。
If you read the book of Joshua.
他们过约旦河之后，他们去征战，大概至少花了七年的时间。
And they cross the river Jordan. They spent at least 7 years fighting the war.
所以他们这些男丁真的就是七年在迦南地征战。等到全部都结束之后，他们再回家的。
And these male of the two tribes, they indeed fought for 7 years in the land of Canaan before they went home.
他们愿意牺牲。
They're willing to sacrifice.
他们也现在也愿意跟其他的支派一起打仗。
And they're willing to fight the battle with all the other tribes.
可是他们说，我们还是不要跟他们一起承受约旦河西的这块产业的。
But yet they do not want to share the inheritance west of the Jordan.
所以十九节是一直强调说，我们不跟他们在约旦河那一边一带之地同受产业。
And verse 19 says, "We will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan."
他 不了解神所赐的福到底重点在哪里。
They do not realize what's the importance of the promise of God.
他们其实用自己有限的眼光去选择以为最好的。
They use their very limited vision to choose what they think is the best.
他们以为自己选到宝了。
They thought they already picked a precious treasure.
其实他们是放弃最好的，选择那个次好的。
But indeed, what happened is they gave what is the best to settle for the second best.
他们说：“我现在不要跟其他的支派在应许地同受产业。”
They said they will not share with other tribes the land of inheritance.
其实是他们自己放弃这个权利，然后从神的家里面自我分离出来。
But indeed, what happened is they gave up this right and separated themselves from the family of God.
他们选择远离神的家。
They choose to depart from the family of God.
这是一个极大的损失，是他们自己没有想到的。
This is a great loss. It's something that they don't realize.
所以现在他们提出这个方法，最后还是产业，我们的产业就是在这里，约旦河东的这里的。
So they made this proposal to still have their inheritance east of Jordan.
好了，现在他们既然这样子决定以后
，So after they made this decision,
第二十节，摩西对他们说
，Moses said to them,
你们若这样行，在神面前带着兵器出去打仗，所有的带兵器的人都要在神面前过约旦河，等他们赶出他的仇敌。
Verse 20, and Moses said to them, If you do this thing, if you arm yourself before the Lord for the war, and all your armed men cross over Jordan before the Lord until he has driven all his enemies from before him.
现在摩西强调，你们现在是神的家是一体的，所以要一起征战。
Moses said that you are one family with God, so you need to fight the battle.
好，那现在第二十二节。
Verse 22.
他说，那地被神制服了以后，然后你们就可以回来。像主和以色列啊，才会无罪啊。这地也必在神面前归给你们为业。
Verse 22, and the land is subdued before the Lord. Then afterwards you may return and be blameless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord.
所以他现在摩西是说，要等到那个地被制服了，你们才可以回来。
Moses said that you can't return until this land is subdued.
那不然你们就是得罪神。
Otherwise, you have sinned against the Lord.
所以就是说，你们现在讲话，那要负责任，要做到底才对的。
In other words, you have to be responsible for what you are asking.
你现在不可以在中途的时候突然改变主意，说那我们不打了，我们要走了。
You can't change your mind halfway and say that I don't want to be in the part of the battle. I want to go home.
你看现在以色列百姓他们在走旷野路的时候，他的那个走到最后就是到将近去以前，他们突然放弃，说不要了。
And when the Israelites wandered in the wilderness, they right before they enter, they gave up the right to enter.
照这样的思考模式，进去打迦南地的时候，也有可能遇到困难的时候，说太危险了，不要了，我们要走了。
So follow this logic. It's very possible that when they are fighting the Canaanites, they may realize it's a difficult battle and give up.
所以现在摩西说，你们一定要把它全部都制服了之后，把这个地攻占。他们都已经分配好土地，你们才可以回来，不然你就是犯罪得罪神哦。
Moses, that's why Moses said that you have to fight until this land is subdued before you return to home. Otherwise, you've sinned against God.
好，那个第二十三节说
，23.
倘若你们不这样行，就得罪神。要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
Verse 23. But if you do not do so, then take note, you have sinned against the Lord and Be sure your sin will find you out.
24节
24.
如今你们口中所出的，只管去行吧，为你们的妇人孩子造成，为你们的羊群累卷。
Verse 24. Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do what has proceeded out of your mouth.
其实摩西他这个人是非常有爱心、非常忠心的神的工人的。
And Moses was a person that's very loyal to God and very has a lot of love.
摩西其实也是个非常好的辅导者。
And Moses was also a very good counselor.
他就跟他说啊，既然要这样做，那你就按照你所做想要的去做成，那把你这个家眷。你的产业都安顿好吧。
And so Moses said that if this is what you want to do, then go ahead and build your city and your fold for the sheep.
就是让他们不要有后顾之忧。
So that they don't have to have any worries.
那现在你们所有人都要带兵器前去打仗喽。
Then the rest will have to be armed to go fight the war.
所以那个第二十五摩西讲完之后，那迦勒子孙跟流便子孙就说：“我们要照你所吩咐去做。”
Then 25, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben said to Moses, saying, "Your servant will do as my lord commands."
那这个是这些两个支派的人对摩西的回应，他们要信所承诺。
And this is the response and the promise of the two tribes to Moses.
他们要勇敢的去 为神打仗了。
They will now bravely fight the war for the Lord.
但是把他们的产业放在约旦河东这里了。
But then they'll leave their inheritance east of Jordan.
好，那现在摩西。神已经之前已经跟他讲说你准备要离开这个世界了。
God already told Moses that he's about to leave this world.
所以摩西知道他的时间不多了。
So Moses knows that he does not have a lot of time left.
现在这两个支派人这样，就是他们就是直接跟摩西这样求的。
And that these are the requests made by the two tribes.
好，现在摩西呢，他把他们这样的一个。等于是跟这两个支派的这个承诺呢，把它转交给耶稣亚。
Then Moses turned over his promise to the two tribes over to Joshua.
这是在他工作交接的一部分。
And this is part of his work passing on to the next person.
因为等到摩西走了以后。
Because after Moses had left,
他们这两个支派也没有照他们所跟他所做的承诺去实行，只有神知道，那怎么办呢？
That if whether or not these two tribes carry out their promises only known to God, so what will he do?
所以第二十八节
，verse 28，
摩西就为他们祖父祭司以利亚亚撒和嫩的儿子耶稣亚，并以色列众支派的族长。
28. So Moses gave command concerning them to Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of children of Israel.
要让新的领导人来跟进。这两个支派人所做的承诺
，so that these the new leaders will be aware of the promise，
然后也要照着他们所愿的啊，他们现在已经所讲好的这样子分配土地
，and that they will distribute the land according to what they have agreed。
好，然后那个第二十九节说
，29，
加德子孙和流便子孙，凡带兵器在神面前去打仗的。若与你们一同过约旦河，那地被你们制服了，你们就要把基列地给他们为业。
Verse 29, and Moses said to them, If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben cross over the Jordan with you, every man armed for battle before the Lord, and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead as a possession.
啊，这个就是前面他们已经讲好的。
And this is what they agreed previously.
第三十节。
30.
啊，倘若他们不带兵器和你们一同过去，就要在迦南地你们中间得产业。
30. But if they do not cross over armed with you, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan.
也就是说，他们现在还有机会了。
In other words, they still have a chance to change their mind.
如果他们重新思考，接着说，哎，还是要到约旦河西，在那里神所应许的土地得产业才好。他们真的要。过一段的时候还可以一起过去啊。
That means that if they reconsider and realize it's still better to cross Jordan to fight the battle, they can still do that.
那时候他们就一起在神的应许地承受产业。
Then they can take possession in amongst the land of Canaan together.
那这样子，那就重新分配了，那个土地就是十二支派人一起承受了。
In that case, you will redistribute the land among the 12 tribes.
那可是现在他们现在这两个支派的人还是决定，啊、哦，第三十一节说。
31.
神怎么样吩咐仆人，仆人就怎样行。
31. As the Lord has said to your servant, so we will do.
第三十二节。
32.
我们要带兵器在神面前过去，进入迦南地，只是约旦河这边，我们所得为业之地能归我们。
32. And we will cross over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, but the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us on this side of the Jordan.
那这个时候，其实就已经他们已经等一下立了一个契约，也是在。祭司以利亚撒跟耶稣亚面前就说：“我们以后的产业就是在这里的。”
So in other words, they already set a covenant before Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun that this shall be their inheritance.
那这个事情就这样子到这里结束。
So this then concludes this event.
然后接下去的第三十三节以后呢，就开始分配他们这两个支派、两个半支派的人到底承受哪些地方了。
Then verse 33 on describes how these two tribes distribute their land.
那我们从第三十三节里面看到另外一个信息。
From verse 33, we see another message.
本来前面一直对话都是流便子孙跟加德子孙而已。
In that previous conversation, is only the children of Reuben and the children of Gad.
那第三十三节现在要突然出现一个马拿西的半支派了。
Then verse 33. Half a tribe of Manasseh appeared.
那表示说，哎，现在又有人愿意跟随这两个支派人的想法留下来了。
In other words, another tribe are willing to follow their thought and want to stay in this land.
那表示说，有时候这样一个想法、一个观念会影响。真的会很快就影响其他人的决定了。
In other words, such a thought and proposal can quickly affect other people's decision.
所以这个马拿西半支派的人，他们可能就是觉得说，哎，这个 他们这些人讲的有理。
And it's possible that the half tribe of Manasseh thought that their thought process was very reasonable.
然后被影响了。
So they were influenced by them.、
哦、这个，所以为什么我们有时候我们在教会里面在讲什么道理的时候，发表什么意见的时候，我们要小心。
And that's why sometimes we make comments or suggestions in the church. We have to be very cautious.
现在对真理来说，如果我们对真理有疑问的，那我们在发表的时候，那场合一定要小心。
So if we have any questions regarding the truth, we have to be very careful in picking the circumstance where we ask our questions.
我们的原则就是不能够去影响其他人。
Our main principle is that we should not affect other people's faith.
因为有些人他可能对这个问题，对我们所提出来的看法，他还没有想过。
It's possible that other people have not had time to think about our question.
或是他根本就不了解。
Or they don't even understand the question.
但有时候我们对把我们自己我们的看法是跟我们的基本教义 有不同的时候，我们如果讲了，别人就会受影响了。
But if our thoughts are not in agreement with the basic beliefs, then sometimes that will affect other people.
所以有些事情，我们要找适当的场合去问或去说。
So there are sometimes things that we have to choose the right circumstance to ask our questions.
那这样子才是真的会，才叫做关心神的家。
And that in that way we will truly care about the family of God.
那这样的做法才是真的没有私心，是真的在神的家里面忠心的仆人。
And if we do this, then we are very careful and we are loyal servants of God.
所以现在这个两个支派，两个半支派，最后是两个半支派，他们所要求的。他们就得到了。
And at the end, the two and a half tribes received what they have requested.
好，那如果我们跳过去看约书亚记的第二十二章。
If you skip over to Joshua chapter 22.
那就是真的照他们所答应的，他们就过一男丁拿了兵器就过约旦河去了。
So as they promised, all the male of the tribes were armed and crossed Jordan.
然后经过七年多的打仗之后，打胜了，他们现在已经工作完成。
After 7 years of fighting the war, they eventually had victory.
好，二十二章第一节。
22:1.
当时候，耶稣亚召了流便人、加得人和马拿西半支派的人来，对他们说：“神，主神仆人摩西所吩咐你们，你们都遵守了啊，所以我所吩咐你们的，你们也都听从了。”
Verse 1, Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and you have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you.
第三节说，你们这许多日子总没有离弃你们的弟兄，直到今日，并守了主你们的神所吩咐你们当守的。
Verse 3, You have not left your brethren in these days up to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandments of the Lord your God.
好，那也就是说，他们现在可以回去了。
In other words, now they're free to go home.
但第五节说
，Verse 5，
你要切切的谨守遵行主仆人摩西所吩咐你们的诫命律法，爱主你们的神，行他一切的道，守他的诫命，专靠他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Verse 5, but take careful heed to do the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, and walk in all his ways, keep his commandments, and hold fast to him, and to serve him in all your heart with all your soul.
耶稣对他们再一次的强调，要遵守神的律法，神的诫命，要专心侍奉神。
And once again, Joshua emphasized that they need to follow God's commands and hold fast to him and serve him.
第六节就于是耶稣亚就为他们祝福，就打发他们去，他们就回自己的帐篷去了。
Then verse 6, Joshua blessed them and sent them away and then went back to their tents.
所以他们现在这些男丁就回到约旦河东了。
So all these male then went back to the east of Jordan.
带着众支派的祝福，耶稣亚的吩咐，他们回去。
So, with the blessing of all the tribes and the commands of the Joshua, they now all went home.
他们现在去迦南地这样绕了一圈以后
，So they have circled Canaan many times.
他们征战是从中部进去，然后打南边、打北边。他们现在整个迦南地基本上他们都经过了。
Because when they conquered the land of Canaan, they went to the central part and they conquered the south and the north individually.
他们现在知道神所应许的这个流奶与蜜之地，这个到底是怎么一回事了。
And now they realize the what the land of Canaan is all about.
他们也现在真的经历了这个神说要建立一个祭司国度，这个土地范围到底多广阔了。
And now they realize how broad is this nation that God has promised so that they can establish the priesthood.
这跟他们在旷野的时候住帐篷的生活是不一样的。
And this is vast differently from the life of living the tent in the wilderness.
住帐篷是 大家通通住在一起啊。
In the, when they were living in a tent, everybody lived together.
所以你看他们同一个旗子的是扎营的时候在一起的人哦，他们互相来往很亲密的。
And so when they're in the same tent with the same flag, they were all very close.
那所以人常常在一起的时候，有时候观念就会比较能够互相沟通，有时候也互相影响。
When they're living so closely, many times it's easy to communicate to affect other people's opinions.
所以你看那个加流便支派跟加德支派哦，他们其实都是同一个旗子底下，他们扎营扎在一起，在南边的。
So the Reubenites and the Gadites, they were all under the same station. So they were all in the south portion.
因为在第二章啊，《民数记》二章的地方就记载是。他们扎营的时候是哪个三个支派在一起啊
？In chapter 2 of Numbers, it tells us that when they were established in their tents, which tribes were put together?
南边的这个流便营的旗子底下就是流便支派、西缅支派跟加德支派。
And in the south, under the same tent, is the tribe of the Reuben, Gad, and
Simeon. 所以。这三个支派在一起的。
So these three tribes were stationed together.
最后就是这个流便跟加的支派两个支派同意说我们不要过去约旦河。
And at the end is the tribe of Reuben and Gadite that agree that they don't want to go over the Jordan.
但是现在这个是旷野的生活是暂时的，这不是以后的真正生活是这样子啊。
But the life in the wilderness is temporary. It's not permanent.
他们现在进了迦南地之后。现在每一个支派都分配土地，住在不同的地方了。
And when they enter into the land of Canaan, all the tribes are given different inheritance in different places.
好，现在他们终于发现说，哦，原来真正的日子是更充满挑战的，是分很散的。
And they realize that the lives in the future is they're living more far apart.
他们现在住在约旦河的另外一边去了。
And now they realize they're living on the other side of Jordan from other people.
他们现在想到的就是。那以后分久了之后，他们不认识我们怎么办呢
？So they realize that if we're separated for a long time, what if they don't know us in the future?
所以约书亚记二十二章
，Joshua chapter 22，
我们现在看第二十一节
，verse 21。
当时候，他们马上想到一个问题。
So immediately they realize there's a problem.
他们想到以后。其他支派的子孙不认识我们的子孙怎么办呢
？They thought, what if in the future the children of the other tribes don't know the children of our tribes?
他们如果认为说我们不属以色列 的这个整个家庭，那怎么办呢
？What if they think that we are not part of the children and the family of Israel？
所以他们现在想到说，那赶快做一个这个坛，做一个记号。
And so they thought they would make an altar, make a mark.
他们做这个坛之后，不是要来献祭。
They made this altar not to offer.
只是要确定说我们其实是一家人。
But rather is to confirm that we're still one big family.
我们现在看到耶稣雅记二十二章二十四节就好。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 22, verse 24.
他说：“我们行这事并非无故，是特意做的。说恐怕日后你们的子孙对我们的子孙说：你们与神主以色列的神有何关涉呢？”
Verse 24, but in fact we have done this, done it for fear, for a reason, saying, in time to come to your descendants, may speak to our descendants, saying, what have you do with the Lord God of Israel?
二十五节，因为主把约旦河定为我们和你们这流便人、加得人的交界，你们与神无分了，这样你们的子孙就使我们的子孙不再敬畏神了。
Verse 25, for the Lord has made the Jordan a border between you and us. You, children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no part in the Lord. So your descendants will make our descendants cease fearing the Lord.
这表示说他们这一些男丁他们马上发现等到一代过一代久了之后这个分界很容易的就让我们跟这个全部的以色列人分开了。
So the male realized that after many generations, this Jordan will easily separate us.
他们现在想到问题大了。
Then they realize that they have a big problem.
所以他们就去做了这个坛来做记号，说我们本来就是一家，因为我们这个建那个坛是一样的形态啊。
So they made an altar to prove that they're once a big family because they have the same altar.
我们就发现说，他们现在终于发现问题在哪。问题那个影响在哪里的
？And so we see that they now finally realize what's the influence of their decision.
那当然，其实他们如果愿意啊，照神的律法行，每一年按照神所规定的到会幕神的殿里面去献祭守节期，他们还是可以跟其他支派有联系的。
But the truth is, if they were willing to follow the commandment of God, once a year going to the Holy of Holy to offer their sacrifice, they still would have a connection with the rest of the tribes.
但是他们这个距离，他们所要付出的就要更多，他们的机会就更少了。
But they have to make more sacrifice to be able to do that, and they have less opportunity to do so.
哦，所以在古时的那个年代要过河，这是一个大工程。
So in the ancient time, it's a big project to be able to cross the river.
又不是像现在我们说搭个桥、开个车，什么过去很快啊。
It's not like these days where we build a bridge or we sit on the ferry and just cross the river.
但是以前，你看他们要赶着牛群、羊群，然后长途跋涉这样过河，然后上耶路撒冷圣殿里面去敬拜神，哇，这个是。很多事情要配合才可以做得到的。
In the ancient time, it's a great project to be able to bring all their livestock to go to Jerusalem to make their offering.
所以他们自己选择在约旦河东为产业，这是一个错误的。
So it was a mistake on their part to choose to stay in the east of Jordan, as their inheritance.
好，其实他们这个自己分离出重生的家分离出来，他的问题还不是只有这些而已。
This is not the only problem they have when they separate themselves from the household of God.
从后面的历史，我们证实他们给子孙带来一个很大的祸患。
From the history, we know that they had brought a lot of trouble to their descendants.
他们跟神的整个家分离以后。他们的子孙其实最首先离开神去拜偶像 的这个以色列人。
After they separated from the rest of the tribes, their two family, their descendants, were the first to worship the idols.
我们现在看历代志上第五章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles, chapter 5.
历代志上第五章。
First Chronicles, chapter 5.
第二十五节。
Verse
25. 二十五章。第五章二十五节说，他们得罪了他们的列祖的神，随从那地之民的神行邪淫，这名就是神在他们面前所除灭的。
Verse 25, and they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and played the harlot after the gods and the people of the land whom God had destroyed before them.
第二十六节。
26.
故此，以色列的神激动亚述王。普勒和亚述王提格拉庇尼色的心，他们就把流便人、加德人、马拉西半支派的人掳到哈拉哈伯哈拉以歌善河边，直到今日还在那里。
Verse 26, so the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Paul, king of Assyria, that is Tiglath.Pileser, king of Assyria, he carried the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them into Hala, Harbor, Hara, and the river of Gozan to this day.
这两节圣经在说明这两个半支派的子孙呢，他们是首先犯罪离开神的人。
These verses tells us that the people of these two and a half tribes were the first to sin against God and left God.
他们也是首先被掳的人。
They were the first also to be taken into captivity.
所以那个亚述啊，各那个外患如果来攻打他们的时候，首先就是从约旦河。东开始，然后就是他们说先被抓了。
So when they have foreign invasion from the kingdom of Assyria, they were the first to be taken captivity because they were in the east of Jordan.
因为这块地本来就不是神所应许要给他们的产业的。
Because that piece of land was never the inheritance promised to them by God.
我们如果看民数记三十四章，后来在描述他们当时候那个整个。迦南地的边那个整个四境的那个界限呢
？If you look at Numbers chapter 34, describes the boundary of the Canaan.
你如果把那个照那个地点把它画一画
，If you point it out on the map，
你就发现说，这个流便支派、加德支派跟马拉西半支派，他们的土地都在这个范围之外。
And you'll realize that the land for Reubenites, the Gadites, and the tribe of Manasseh, they're outside of this boundary.
就是说，他们并不在神的这个应许地里面的。
In other words, they're not in the promised land of God.
当然就失落了这个神最重要的保护。
Of course, then they would not have the protection of God.
所以从这个这一章里面所记载这些事情。
So from what described and recorded in this chapter,
我们一定要得到教训。
We have to learn our lessons.
我们今天。如果我们有信心，我们才会有眼光。
So today, if we have faith, only then we will have a great vision.
我们做什么事情才会想到以后的影响
？In everything we do, we will consider the consequence in the future.
哥林多后书第五章说，我们凡事要凭信心，不可以凭眼见。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, it tells us that we do everything, not according to our eyesight.
因为眼睛所看到的，有时候我们眼睛会被骗的。
And because sometimes we will be deceived by what we are, we're deceived by what we see.
但是如果用信心的眼光去看它，我们就看到那个你现在肉眼看不到的那个神的祝福。
If we have spiritual eyesight, then we will see the promise of God that cannot be seen by our flesh.
要用信心看重属灵的福分。
We need to use our faith to emphasize the blessing of our faith.
这些物质的好处都是暂时性的而已。
All these material goods are only temporary.
并没有办法存到永远。
They cannot last forever.
但是如果有信心，我们就看到那个最珍贵的是什么。
But if we have the faith, then we will see what is the most precious.
今天我们这个世界上什么事情都会过去，什么事情都会改变。
In this world, anything can change and anything will pass.
但是在神就不会变了。
But in God, nothing will change.
所以你看摩西他为什么这么坚持，他这么久，你看120年，他一直跟随神，他都不愿意放弃。
And this is why Moses, for 120 years, he followed God, but he never gave up.
我们现在看希伯来书第十一章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
即使他人在埃及皇宫，他都看到神祝福的好处。
Even though he was in the palace in Egypt, he still saw the goodness of God.
希伯来书十一章第26节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 26.
我们从第24节来看。
Start from verse 24.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子了。
Verse 24. By faith Moses, when he came of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
二十五节说他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sins.
26节说他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得的赏赐。
26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than riches than esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked towards the reward.
27节他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
这里就讲到摩西的眼光了。
And here tells us the vision of Moses.
他不是只有看到那个埃及的好处。
He's not only seeing the passing pleasure of Egypt.
其实他看到的是这个神本身的好处。
What he's seeing is the greatness of God.
以及神所要给他的赏赐。
And all these gifts that God will give him.
这是为什么？你看，摩西从来没有改变对神的那种跟从的心呢。
And this is why Moses never changed his heart of following God.
因为信心带来眼光。
Because with faith comes the vision.
他的人生的道路就非常正确。
And the path of his life becomes very, very clear.
最后他也得到最好的。
At the end, he also received what's the best.
就是在神的家有份。
That is, he has a part in God's household.
然后所以今天你看这么多人都在读他的故事。
And that's why today so many of us are reading his stories.
但是如果反过来，如果当初摩西选择在埃及当王宫里面继续掌权。
On the other hand, if Moses had chose to stay in Egypt and became a king.
今天我们谁还会记住这个人呢？
Today we would who would remember his story?
他在哪里呢？
Where is he?
但是今天他在神的国度里。
But today he is in the kingdom of God.
所以这个就是信心让我们真的掌握最重要的神的祝福。
And with faith, we hold on to the promise of God.
然后从这32章，我们看到一体的精神很重要。
And from chapter 32, we also see the importance of having one heart.
我们一定要谨慎我们自己的行为。
We have to be careful of our behavior.
不要成为那绊倒人的人。
We do not want to be the person that stumbles others.
因为绊倒人的人是有祸的。
Because woe will come to those who stumble others.
所以这两个半支派，他们的行为其实对其他的支派人产生一种心理上的退缩。
So the behavior of these two and a half tribes became a discouragement to the other people.
那可是他们不会觉得说他们的影响是负面，是对别人不好的。
But they don't realize that their influence is negative to others.
一方面，他们也不认为说他们是这个整个家庭的一部分。
And they also do not realize or agree that they are part of this household.
所以就没有办法同甘共苦。
So they cannot endure all the suffering together.
也没办法一起承受产业。
And they cannot receive the inheritance together.
这是非常大的损失。
This is a great loss to them.
但是今天我们一定要了解，我们在神的家里面是一体的。
But today we have to realize that in the household of God we are one family.
我们每一个人 都要想到我们的事情，我们所做的决定，不要去影响其他人。
All of us need to think about and realize that our decisions should not affect others.
特别是影响别人的信心，或别影响别人对神的看法，这是在神面前一个很大的亏欠。
Especially if we influence other people's faith, before God, then that is a, then we're guilty of that.
那从这一章我们来看到，这个整个空间的环境是会有影响的。
And also we realize that the environment, the time will change.
所以如果长期跟教会分离，这是一个危机。
It is a dangerous situation to be separated from the church for a long time.
所以我们一定要克服障碍，不断的能够亲近神。
So we have to overcome all the obstacles to try to draw close to God.
因为只有不断的亲近神，这样子这个信仰才有办法传递下去。
Because only if we are drawing close to God, then we can pass on the faith.
所以我们今天信徒如果住在一个远的地方啊，不管怎么样，一定要参加教会的活动，能够到教会里面来，让教会让整个教会知道说，哦，我们都是同一个教会，同一个家人。
So for believers that live far away, we have to try to come to church more often to have communication or connection with God's family.
因为这个环境的影响力啊，有时候是很长远的。
Because the influence of our environment sometimes lasts a long time.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
So may Lord Jesus guide us.
让我们都能够有信心，愿意去克服困难，然后再承受神所应许的这个福气。
So that we have the faith to overcome the obstacles to ultimately receive the inheritance of God.
我们再来唱诗199首。
Let us sing hymn 199.